Barbara, good morning, by the way. I didn't see you over there. That's terrible. Well, there was someone else over there. Yeah, our other wonderful lady. All right. So the meeting of the Economic Development Committee for Monday, March 2nd is now in session. And our first order of business is approval of the minutes from the February 3rd meeting.
Move for approval.
Second. Great. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Second item is public comments. Do we have anybody here for public comments on economic development today? We already heard some great comments from Wendy in regard to workforce housing, so that definitely plays into what we'll be doing. All right, third. Well, not today, but third is consideration of the resolution regarding the building located at 1200 Innovation Way. So who's going to handle this?
I will handle it. I think this should be fairly brief, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Good morning. The letter that you received on February 10th from Attorney Robert Lewis, what we have is the old Genfar building at Oakland Plantation. It does qualify for what's under the law is the South Carolina Abandoned Buildings Revitalization Act. What they're looking for is a resolution from Town Council, which was attached in your in your book, certifying this, and we recommend at the staff level. Good thing. Everybody wins. We recommend positive consideration, please.
Sure. I'd like to make a motion for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second, and now we're open for discussion. Is there any discussion on this item?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, that's a pretty easy one, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Definitely a win-win. So on that note, let's go ahead and vote on this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, obviously none. Motion passes. Thank you. That was quick. And I think we're going to be able to be quick on the next item. Number four is a discussion and possible action regarding development impact fees. I'd like to start this, and then we may call on Ms. Sims to help us with this. So we did just have a lengthy discussion that I thought was worthwhile, and I realized that even though we went over on that meeting, it was going to help us with this meeting. So we have just had a motion for anyone who wasn't here from the Finance Committee to send to Council a request to consider rolling back, or I guess just reducing the impact fees, or I guess you could say increasing the discount rate. And so most people were here and have heard it. So let's go ahead and open that up for discussion. Anything that you want to add, Ms. Sims, before everybody?
No, ma'am. I just had the same information that was presented to Town Council last month, which has a sample of that calculation, the difference between the existing 20% discount and a requested 50% discount, and what that break even would be in between the two. Have those examples available for you if you so desire to see them. Go ahead.
I think it would be good if we could briefly do an overview for Laura of the conclusions of what came out of our committee, because I think it kind of piggybacks on just to let Laura know what we are going to be doing at the council level and that motion.
Definitely, I agree. If you don't mind, I'll
do
that, and
you
can jump in. Okay, so basically what we discussed was the fact that this state requirement that handles impact fees says that they have to be the same, residential and commercial or industrial, and because of that, no question we wanted to slow down residential growth because it had just been outrageous and much too fast for infrastructure and businesses to keep up. But now we're addressing that quite well with both the permit allocation and the apartment moratorium. We then went through, because Mr. Santos asked, where do we stand on projects that are still ready to go but maybe haven't paid impact fees yet. And what it turned out is the discussion clearly showed between planning department from Jeff Alma and what Eric could tell us that pretty much everything's accounted for on the residential side. So if we change impact fees now, is that my correct understanding?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
If we change impact fees now, it doesn't really affect the residential side adversely or whatever. They're still going to be slowed down based on the moratorium and the permit allocation. But at this time, we really do want to attract more small, locally owned businesses We'd like to, you know, not what we'd like to see, what we've heard our citizens say is they'd like to see some fine dining on the upper end of town, perhaps even more family restaurants. And we definitely know we need at least several different things, such as childcare, even on this end of town. And these are businesses that, from what we've been able to find out anecdotally, are not coming here or are not going to increase their presence because of the high impact fees. So what we came up with was a motion to, which I made, to send it back because of this to council to consider lowering the impact fee or increasing the discount rate, at least for the foreseeable future, because we do need these types of services. And it was seconded, and we are sending it to council Tuesday night. And we do have this chart, which I'm not sure if you had seen. Did you see this impact fee? Okay. And what it shows is that even though it sounds like, and I know Mr. Santos, Councilman Santos, brought up the concern, well, this will lower what we're taking in, but actually we're not taking in a lot of new impact fees from these types of businesses. What we're getting is, over the last year, was impact fees from big box stores and big chains, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily what Mount Pleasant wants to see more and more of. So it's hard for the smaller businesses to afford these. And so what this estimate does for us is to show, and let's use the fine dining one for a second if we can. Yeah, there we go. What it shows is that under the current discount, where it would cost $90,300, if it was at 50%, it would only be $56,400. Now, again, some people argue, no, that's not the case, that the $90,000 is a deterrent, but what we seem to be finding is that it is a deterrent for getting a fine dining standalone restaurant to come here. It's one of. There's others. There is definitely staffing and other things. But if we were to lower it, then the question was, based on what they bring in, which is the purple or lavender color, based on what they generate each year to town revenue, which is $27,000 in this example, and this is a real example. This is not an estimate, right? Yeah, it's a good one. That the difference between the 90 and the 56 can actually be made up in or break even in 1.25 years. Mm-hmm. And then everything beyond that is revenue to the town free and clear.
Right.
So that's one of the, now can we choose only fine dining is going to come to town? No, we can't do that. But it does, and the other examples we had were also very meaningful. One was an indoor activity center, one was an office building, and then we also did have family dining. We didn't do one for childcare, but I'd like to ask a question. This is kind of perhaps personal experience and anecdotal, but Ms. Sims, Lauren, what does a family do if they have to get on a waiting list for childcare? Because we do have incredibly long waiting lists in Mount Pleasant. What do they do in the meantime?
We go elsewhere, whether that's out of town or you find a trusted individual to care for your child during that time frame. But I can attest to the fact that, yes, you need to be on a waiting list the moment you find out you're expecting.
Yeah, and sometimes even some people even said you have to be, when you're planning to try to get to be expecting, 18 months out. Now, in that case, especially if you have to go elsewhere, like you're driving over a bridge.
Correct.
Because I don't know that you're going to Allendale, and even if you were, there's a lot of traffic coming in from Allendale too. But if you're driving over a bridge, now we're creating traffic, correct? Right. Okay. So
it could be made forever.
And I was going to say, that's
unless it's on the way to work.
Isn't it great when great minds think alike? That's exactly what I was about to say. And that's true for everything, you know. I mean, quite honestly, it's true for Costco. You know, Costco is a big box. But if we tried to take Costco away now from North Mount Pleasant or now Mount Pleasant period, I think people would start screaming because it is much more convenient than going all the way over to West Ashley. So that happens to be one of the big boxes that has been extremely well received. And so any thoughts or questions about any of that?
I'm just curious where the number 50% came from, but I guess you
that's
just
where it came from.
I mean,
we came from 50. Yeah, we didn't. I apologize. I was just
answering. Currently at 20.
That's where it was. So what it was is
just
it
going
was
back
at 50,
to where it was.
But okay. Going back to where it was 2 years ago before we increased.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason that we wanted to explain to you that's the purpose for the discussion. It doesn't have to be 50. It could be any other number. So I think
that's why I was wondering.
That's just an example of what it is at 50.
Okay.
It also is true that in the last 2 years when the increases went in January and July of 2018, was it 18? 19. That's right. January and July of 2019 was when those two increases happened to where we got to from 65 to 80, 50 mm-hmm. to 65 to 80. And we have seen a substantial slowdown in those types of businesses, the more locally owned.
And we compare neighboring towns where they are with what they're charging.
Right. We have done that, although we certainly should have that available.
Those are good questions.
Those are good questions.
We need to have that
right.
for our big discussion.
We should have that for the big discussion.
What is everybody else charging? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we don't want to go, you know, a lot lower than what they're doing.
No,
we
no.
We want to be in line with it, but reasonable. Right?
Right, exactly. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why. And then the other thing that comes up, because we talked about, I talked to the mayor of Goose Creek about this, North Charleston. We have a chart that actually shows the comparison of the different rates. But then you also have to figure there's other factors. Mount Pleasant definitely, don't we have the highest land cost? Is that correct to say? Or within, like, Daniel Island, Charleston?
I think it's probably what you suspect, downtown higher.
Right. And maybe Daniel Island.
Perhaps parts of Daniel Island
right.
than
islands,
us.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
islands, if there's much commercial, but right. very expensive, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, compared to North Charleston, Goose Creek, Somerville, or Awandaw, our costs are higher for land. So when you add impact fees that are caught higher on top of that,
no
that's
question.
Why it may. Okay. The other discussion, which I think we do need to have while we're talking about impact fees in economic development, is the issue. I know it's not on the agenda as this, but I think it's relevant to impact fees, is, well, maybe it's not allowed. Tell me if it's not, about workforce housing, because we know that if we have more fine dining and if we have more child care facilities and if we have more office buildings, we're looking to bring workers. Now, office buildings could be people that commuted downtown or North Charleston to Boeing or something like that. But
I don't think we can talk about it.
But I think we're allowed to talk
opinion,
about it. We're not allowed to talk about
I'll
it.
I'll
okay.
defer to you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm not being a jerk.
No,
I'm
I know you.
No,
I know you're not. I'm not sure that we are allowed to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
The only other thing
Separate
I would
discussion.
Add is Mount Pleasant sells itself in a lot of ways. So,
right.
you know, we wouldn't want to go too far with it, but we want to be within reason to bring people over. So, I mean, it's a great place to open a business, obviously.
Yep.
So we want to pick good numbers.
Do we need any, I don't think we need a motion.
No, I think based on the fact that a motion was
made
at the last meeting to address that,
mm-hmm.
we don't need a motion, no.
I agree. Does anybody have anything else to add on that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. So that being the last item, we will adjourn.
Thank you.